And I want to welcome everyone to the first meeting of the PTO General Body for Heather Hills for this unique school year, as we keep calling it. For those of you that have not met me yet or don't recognize me from what I like to call my 45 seconds of fame on the Back to School Night video, my name is Nicole Roberts. It's not actually Heather Hills PTO. My name is Nicole Roberts. I'm the parent of Clara, who is in third grade this year. And my older daughter, Michaela, just finished 4 years of Heather Hills last spring. So we've actually been at the school for a while and have had a good experience. And I wanted to be able to sort of help navigate things this year. So thank you very much for coming tonight. We are going to be looking for folks to help with some community engagement. We'll talk about those opportunities at the end. I want to invite you, and I will call up the board members shortly, but I want to invite you to please get in touch with us if you have any questions or suggestions. We cannot address sort of individual student issues, and what we certainly can do and welcome is to entertain your ideas about how we can engage with each other throughout the school year and how we can sort of help support our students. So as I said, my name is Nicole Roberts. I am president, and I'm just going to go sort of across my screen. Nicole Bartels, if you want to wave, Nicole, I know she's going to be giving us an update later. She is our secretary, but really she's in charge of communications, which we have a lot more of this year, which we're very thankful for. Siobhan White is our vice president for programs. You'll be hearing an update from her as well. Latriva Whitted, fabulous member at large, as always. Hassana Blackwell, vice president for memberships, who will be giving us an update too. Am I missing anyone else? I don't think so. I think that's all of the, Yolanda. I mean, San Francisco. Yolanda Peel, who is our treasurer, and you'll also be hearing from her shortly too. All right, great. So with that, Hassana, do you want to give us a membership update?
Sure. Hello, everyone. My name is Hassana Blackwell, and my daughter Layla has been at Heather Hills since second grade. She's currently in the fourth grade and is in Mr. Etheridge's class. So I know we're off to a great start this year with the PTO. I'm very excited. Our PTO consists, of course, of parents, teachers, and school staff. And so right now, I was just checking our forms and board. We are up to 42 members so far. We have 8 board members. We have 3 faculty members. We have, of course, our principal, Ms. Manuel. We also have our TAG coordinator, Mr. Johnson, and also our instructional lead teacher, Ms. Perrette. So we're excited to have them aboard, as well as we have over 31 general body members. So I'm really excited for our start. I feel we're like maybe at 25%, and I know we have room to grow, but I'm really excited to have you engaged so far. So as a PTO, we're solely funded by our membership dues, our fundraising dollars, and also donations. And because we're a PTO, we're different in that we're independent. So we don't have those national or state dues to pay to a PTA per se. So it allows us to focus specifically on Heather Hills and supporting our school community more directly. So your membership dues will definitely go towards our programming for this year and everything that we want to do to engage our community this year. So thank you for your valued membership so far. So we did note when you did register, there were some areas of interest. Don't get concerned. We're not going to harass or bug you, but we do want you to engage. We do want to hear from you. We do want your ideas. We want your support. So we'll reach out to you in those areas as we start to roll out programming for this year, but don't feel afraid to raise your hand and say yes, because we know that it's busy times. It's a different time with being virtual learners at home and also still working and things of that nature. So we know that it's even more of a hectic schedule than it used to be when everything was in person, quite honestly for myself. So we want to make sure that whether it's through our website, whether it's through email or through Facebook, that you feel engaged with us. Parent-to-parent support is going to be important this year. Also, parent-to-teacher support and communication, as well as building some unity with our student community. So we want to try to support all those areas this year and come together in that realm. So again, my final message is don't hesitate to ask questions, to share your thoughts and ideas, and to say yes when asked, because we're a big support group. We help each other, and a little bit goes a long way.
Great, thank you so much, Hassana. Yolanda, a financial update, please.
Okay, can everyone see my screen? Okay, great. So here we're just providing you with a snapshot of our account balance and expenses for the period of July 1, 2020 through October 21st, 2020. These are the balances that we took over from the old board. We have a checking balance of $3,163.96, a savings balance of over $1,200. The PayPal balance includes the membership fees that have come in through about 2 o'clock today. They have not been transferred to the checking account, but that is where we are with an ending balance of $4,486.81. We had some additional expenses this upcoming or this year because we needed to set up virtually for the PTO. And that included a Zoom account. And we chose to go with the paid option so that we can record the meetings and have additional settings, access to additional settings for our virtual meetings. Excuse me. With that, we also bought the domain for our website that is now that we use for membership, collecting membership and providing information to our membership. To get us back in good standing federal with our state and local taxes, we did the federal filings and that cost us $275. We had to file for several years. So that's why these fees are a little higher than normal. But you know, we are getting everything handled. Maryland was $153. We do have a bank service charge of $12, and that was over the course of 3 months. October's charge has not come in yet, and we will pay that, and that will be included in the November report. We have 1 month of Amazon Prime. We decided as a board to get rid of that expense because of the additional administrative costs that the PTO has to incur for providing virtual access to our membership. And also a carryover activity from the previous board was to complete the purchase of the school gift that the outgoing fifth graders decided to provide, or it was decided for them to provide to the school, the peace pole, and that was $145. So our receivables are our membership dues, and so far since through about, like I said, 2 o'clock today, we collected $570, and this is inclusive of any additional donations that our members decided to give. So in our November report, we will break that out a little bit better and be more transparent. Are there any additional questions?
Okay. Thank you, Yolanda. That was very clear. I think that's why you don't have any questions. So if you want, also want to stop sharing your screen, Yolanda, thank you. Nicole, communications update.
All right. So on the communications front, We're doing our best this semester. I'm a professor, so I'm thinking semester, sorry, this school year, to really use all the communications possible. So we're using our website, we're using our Facebook private group. So if you're not a part of the private group, please reach out to me and I'll make sure we send you an invite so you can join that. There's also a Facebook overarching sort of business group or business page. So you can follow that. And then in addition to that, just email that we'll be sending out to outreach to folks. So please make sure that if you're not on any of those formats, or if you by some slight chance just joined today and you wanna be a part of any of those formats, that you just let us know, because communications is definitely a key this year for sure. Beyond that, just wanted to thank those of you who joined us for the virtual meet and greet. We thought that it was a pretty successful event. We had over 30 families that joined us, which was great. And then 30 families from, you know, all different grades that were able to connect with each other, that could make a new friend or maybe see an old friend from another grade, so or from same grade, which was great. We broke out into grade breakout rooms and people were able to share and connect with each other on their grade level, which I think was very worthwhile. We came off of that with a lot of positivity, a lot of good ideas, some stuff that we're looking forward to implementing and that we are kind of in the planning phases. One of those being the parent liaisons for classes. So we had asked in the breakout rooms for each grade level if there would be any parents that would be interested in sort of serving as a liaison or a point of contact for the individual grades. Particularly, we wanted to have one for each sort of team duo. And I think we were pretty successful in getting one for every single duo. And in some cases, we had a couple people who volunteered that could serve as the parent liaison for each classroom. Nicole, did you have a specific, I recall that there was, I think there was two that we were missing. So just want to put the plug in for the ones that we're missing. If anyone is interested in volunteering for that, we'd love to have you. So go ahead, Nicole.
Second grade, certainly.
Yes.
I don't remember, and if we haven't and forgotten, I apologize, but I don't know if we were able to get anyone for second grade. And I think it was one of the fourth grade pairs we didn't have. What we will do, though, when we send out an update from this meeting is confirm what we already have and what we need. And again, we would love to have you do that. Nicole, you can say, oh, Candace Dent, second grade. Great. Thanks, Candace.
Thanks, Candace.
Candace, if you want to type in the chat which teacher pair your child has, that would be great. We're doing this for a couple of reasons. One is just to get more of you engaged, but in a smaller way, right? We know that serving on the board isn't for everyone and it can be a time commitment. And we'd love to have as many parents as possible help. And also if we, you know, if we need something from, you know, a teacher wish list, for instance, which we're going to talk about in a second for Scholastic Book Fair, I think them being able to reach out directly to a parent rather than trying to, you know, figure out who's on the board and send a message to the board is just an easier way for folks to engage. So that's really what the opportunity is. Nicole, do you want to say anything more about that?
No, I think generally Nicole gave a good, pretty good overview of what we envision. If you do step up and volunteer and there's something that you want to maybe spearhead or think that's an initiative that we might want to consider, please, again, like Hassana said, don't hesitate to offer some, you know, suggestions. Or again, you can also reach out to the teacher and say, hey, I'm the parent liaison from the PTO. Just wanted to let you know if there's anything that you might need from the PTO or if there's any sort of message that you would like me to help convey to other parents in the classroom that are part of the PTO. That's also a good way just to make that connection between yourself and the teacher. Sometimes teachers might not be as open to seek out help from parents. But if you sort of make yourself available, that's definitely something that teachers might be willing to do. And I know we did that earlier on in the school year where there were some teachers that had some some projects that they wanted to, you know, help get funded, or some things that they wanted to help disseminate to other parents, and we were able to help them out as a PTO. So you could certainly serve in that capacity as our representative in some ways, as the parent liaison. So keep that in mind too. Feel free to reach out to the teachers once we sort of get that organized.
Any questions for Nicole about communications, or any questions about sort of parent liaison? As you can tell, we will be defining it more specifically, and would love to have your involvement if you're interested.
I have one other point I wanted to make in terms of communications. Important note for communications specifically coming from the school and from Ms. Manuel, Class Dojo is your friend. So if you are not currently on Class Dojo, you wanna definitely, I put the link up on our website, but if you don't go to our website, at least go back and look at some past principals posts or on the HHES school website. They will give you directions of how to join Class Dojo from from the school's perspective, but then also you probably should have gotten a link from your classroom teacher. Some of the specials teachers also have had links too. So just make sure if you're not on Dojo, you get on Dojo, because it seems like that's gonna be the main source of communication and the constant for us for this school year, which I think is easy because it's a one-stop shop. And we're going to kind of phase away from some of the other ones that we were using. So Dojo is your friend. If you're not on Dojo, make sure you do that.
Thank you, Nicole. If you hadn't said it, I was going to. I think we thought of it at the same time. With that, and Siobhan, before we get to you, I do want to welcome Ms. Manuel and Mr. Johnson tonight. Really appreciate them coming. In terms of communications, Nicole and I meet with the administration, which includes Ms. Manuel, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Perrette, once a month at minimum, so that we can make sure that we are sort of staying as connected as we possibly can. So I want to make you aware of that, and we appreciate their efforts. The other thing that I want to mention is that this does mean that part of what Ms. Manuel, if you want to correct me if I say anything incorrect, please. Part of why there is the move to Class Dojo is that Blackboard is no longer a thing. So for those of us that have not yet heard that, Blackboard is not the place to check for grades or anything else. You want to do that in SchoolMax, and then the communications are going to be coming through Class Dojo. That was something that actually came out from the district, but I'm not quite sure how widely it was disseminated, quite frankly. You know, if you were like me and you kept looking at Blackboard every week, wondering when it was going to be updated, the answer is it's not. So I can stop looking and probably delete the app from my phone.
And Blackboard will be replaced with something called School Messenger, but we're still rolling it out, and we have training, and teachers have training coming up. Great. I'm not sure how parents will be notified. If I get any information, I'll definitely include it in the principal's post.
Perfect.
But for now, use Class Dojo.
Yeah. So Shun Harper, thank you for your question. Great question. And I think obviously nobody quite knows yet. There is that plan. If you're on the PGCPS website at all, it has an announcement. It's called Intrado, and there's a school messenger from that, but it does not give a specific deadline. The last that I remember looking at it. And again, the good news is we have Class Dojo now that can very easily be used for messaging that comes out. The other thing I will give a plug for, honestly, is the PGCPS Twitter feed. Anyone? I know we have a couple board members that are very keen on the Twitter feed. There's a tag office Twitter feed. There is a physical education Twitter feed for PGCPS. There's a lot of really interesting information that can sometimes be found on those.
There's a Heather Hills Twitter feed that has
Heather Hills Twitter feed. Exactly right. Okay. All right, Siobhan, can you please talk with us about one of the first upcoming events that we are planning?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. I'm Siobhan White. My son is Carter White. He is in Ms. Smith's fourth grade class. He's been there since second grade. And this is my second year serving on the board as your vice president for programs and services. And I'm just excited about advocating for our students, advocating for our staff, and making sure we can have a successful year of programming. So we'll be reaching out for ideas. I'm sure you guys have plenty and tons of impact that you all can have, even if you're not particularly on the board. So we're looking forward to that. But our first event is going to be our Scholastic Book Fair. All the kids love it. It's still happening. We're really excited that that has not been pushed to the back burner, but it will be happening. The dates for the fair will be November 11th through the 24th. So please mark your calendars. We'll be rolling out some social media marketing and communications, of course. Hopefully we'll get it in the principal's post, and we'll have other ways to disseminate that information. But we are really excited about that. Of course, this year it will be completely virtual. And they have this new concept that they are rolling out called 360, Book Fair Scholastic 360. And it's kind of like a Bitmoji classroom style, where you can kind of go through and you can see books and some of the items and that they have available. So that's one exciting new aspect of the book fair. And of course, we'll have our website where you can purchase. But I think this is the perfect opportunity for grandparents and aunts and uncles and everybody to get involved. Our kids are not as active as they once were, because a lot of things are different now. So we want to keep those brains moving. And we know our kids love to read and they love to learn. And they love to play video games too, but we want to encourage them along the lines of engaging their minds more with books. So we would love your support. Of course, what we raise will support our programming. It will support our staff. Last year we purchased some books for the library, some hardcover library bound books. We purchased that. We also purchased the PA system for the entire school. I believe there was also a projector or some other thing. Don't quote me on that last one, but am I right, Nicole? Yes, thank you. I thought I was right. So we've been trying to make some steady improvements with requests that teachers have had. And so we want to continue to do that. And so we certainly appreciate you partnering with us to make sure we can raise money. You'll hear more about our goals for the event. We'll make sure we spread that information as well. But we really appreciate you partnering with us to support our school. Just because we're not physically in the building doesn't mean we still can't have excellent programming. It doesn't mean we still can't raise that money to support our schools, because our students will be coming back. We don't know when, but they will. And we wanna make sure we have supported our school in their learning as much as we can. So if you have any questions, definitely reach out to me. I wanna thank Becky Yoblin. She's not on the line, I don't believe, but she is helping to spearhead. She's a parent. She's helping to spearhead this event. And so I really want to appreciate her for her diligence and her work with that. And if you have any questions, you can certainly reach out to me. You can reach out to Becky Yoblin. She's on our Facebook group, and we'll be more than happy to answer any questions or help out in any way. And we'll also be talking about wish lists for teachers. Of course, we always love to be able to get input from the teachers on how we can support their classroom libraries and all of that stuff. And we would love to disseminate that information to you as well. And we'll be looking to get hopefully some recommendations from teachers as some great books for the kids to read. I'm sure they have their ear to the ground and as far as some really engaging books for the kids. So we want to make sure we get that out to you to help as a guide when you're purchasing books as well. So I think that's all. Thank you for listening. And of course, reach out if you have any questions, comments, or concerns.
Great. Thank you so much, Siobhan. I, again, echo the thanks to Becky, who I know does a lot of work for this event. And I just want to reiterate, because I will fully admit, for the first couple of years that I went to the Scholastic Book Fair, I didn't realize quite how much of a fundraiser it was and how much it did, in fact, benefit the school. And for those of you that either have not purchased before or are new to Scholastic Book Fairs, the books are incredibly reasonably priced, so you can get a whole lot for your money. And it is a great way to both to support what our kids are doing as well as the school. Siobhan?
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. The books are incredibly priced, and there is free shipping for anything over $25. So, and well, excuse me, not anything, books only. I apologize. Let me get that clear. So if you have multiple children, Christmas is coming, you know, so $25 should be easy peasy. But we thank you in advance for your support.
And I know last spring, for those of us that were at Heather Hills last spring, the book fair was scheduled to start the week after we all went home. So we just missed it. I know I had the opportunity to order books online, and it was easy to do. I think they've made it even easier and even more engaging this year, because they know that that will be the only way that folks will be able to get it. So thank you for that, Siobhan. So a couple of other things that are possibly upcoming, because they are ideas that we have had and we want to put them out there tonight so that you all can start thinking about it. If you're interested, please let us know. If you're interested in helping us think through any of them or in spearheading any of them, let us know. One is, so for those of us that celebrate Halloween, I know I have some very disappointed non-trick-or-treaters in the house this year. And so we are considering doing some sort of virtual event. We have the Heather Hills PTO Zoom account that we can put to good use for a lot of people. So if anyone is interested in helping us think through that for some time coming up very soon, let me know. The other couple of things that we have thought about in terms of virtual events are engagements somewhat like the parent meet and greet that we had last month. And the two types that we are thinking about, one is just parent-to-parent support. Maybe a favorite tech tips sharing. I know we were sharing some at the board meeting just the other night that were really helpful for a lot of us. Or a how are you managing Wednesdays? I know I have not figured that out yet with my third grader, to really kind of anything else, because obviously this is uncharted territory, and anything we can do to help each other, I think, would be appreciated. And then the other things that we have thought about are, you know, does anyone in your house have a special skill where they want to sort of do a Zoom webinar on that? Any interesting careers that parents can speak about? These things will not be during school hours. That gets very complicated very quickly and is not something we're going to pursue at this time. But if we have any evening sessions, any of those, you know, kids aren't in school days, anything like that, if anyone is interested, please let us know, because I think there could be a lot of interesting topics. I know within our community, there are a lot of people doing a lot of very interesting things. And I think the kids would be excited to join in with some of those things. So again, love your ideas and also love your efforts if you're interested. The other thing that I want to mention that we are also looking for help with. So you will notice that some of the board members are sporting various generations of spirit wear. We still have some of these left that we will be making sure we put on the website soon for sale. We're also looking to do a new version of spirit wear this year. And if there is anyone who is interested in volunteering and spearheading that effort, that's great. Because again, it's a sort of smaller, more discreet task that you can take on. And then the other thing, and we were speaking with Ms. Manuel about this last week, is there really isn't going to be a yearbook per se this year. It's a little tough to do something like that and to have everyone be able to participate in the same kind of way as when you are physically in school and you can have pictures taken there. And one of the things that the PTO has started to think about is, instead of doing what would be a typical yearbook, is if we can do some kind of scrapbook for the year. Clearly there are going to be all sorts of memories from this year. And I know, especially for our fifth graders, with it being their last year at Heather Hills, they're interested in some way of capturing memories of that. So again, we are in very early thinking stages of that. Obviously that is a longer term project. And again, would love any folks' input or assistance with that as we just figure out what maybe it could be and what sort of it might look like. So. Lots of opportunities for folks to be able to participate. I also want to mention that as we say all of these opportunities, if you're interested in volunteering and have 15 minutes a week, we'll take it. If you have more than that, we'll take it. I don't ever want you to volunteer and then think you're sort of, you know, betrothed to us for the rest of the year for 40 hours a week. I'm always interested in creating as many opportunities as possible in whatever venue you think is possible and whatever role you want to play. So again, please don't hesitate to reach out to us if you have any of those thoughts or any of those questions. And that is what we have. So I'm going to invite everyone, if they are interested, to turn on their cameras just to make sure to see what questions folks have, to see all your lovely faces, see what ideas folks have before we adjourn the meeting tonight.
I have a statement.
Yes, Mr. Johnson.
I just wanted to let you know that I know you were having a discussion about books and finding a good recommendations. If you're on Dojo, you would have received the latest specialist newsletter with updates. And in the tagtale section, there's a link to a list of books for gifted and avid readers. So that could be a resource to families if they're trying to find books that are age appropriate and good for young and advanced readers. So it has an article that helps lead you in making those decisions and also links to various resources. And I think one of the apps where the students are taking assessments in, I think it's the Scholastic one, will also be a good source for generating in books for appropriate lexile levels. So those are a couple of resources for good books.
Awesome. Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. And is that why your hand was raised?
Yes.
Okay, great. And, Tawana, I think your hand is raised.
Hi, yes, it's Tawana Lucien. My daughter is in the third grade. And so I was just thinking about what you were saying regarding like the scrapbooks or the yearbooks and wondering what the thoughts are of like when events are being had virtually to maybe do images or take a grab shot of those and maybe make like a virtual book for the kids. Like, so for those who celebrate Halloween, or if you just wanna put on like a funny hat or something, like Halloween can be something that the kids at some point in the day, next week, maybe wear something funny, and then the teachers could grab screenshots and then just do things like that throughout this virtual period to maybe see about a way to have a digital, you know, this will be their year virtual. So creating some kind of digital keepsake for them. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah, thank you. And I'm going to put Ms. Manuel on the spot a little. I know in previous years we had to sign photo releases or say, you know, sort of give permission or not give permission. And I have no idea, quite frankly, what the legalities are of the screenshots with kids on camera. And I don't know if Ms. Manuel knows offhand. So I love that idea, Tawana, and we would certainly want to look into that to make sure we were doing things in a way that we could do.
And we do have that information. We have a list of students who are not allowed to be photographed. And when we do pictures on Twitter, we might do smiley faces or catch the side of a face or just black out their screen so that you can just see maybe the first name and no other identifying information. So we do have that information on file.
Perfect, great. And thank you, Tawana. Wonderful idea.
Awesome.
Megan.
Yeah, I guess I have two kind of questions, thoughts, ideas. And I always, I'm hesitant to do this because, right, you like suggest something and people are like, great, you're going to like spearhead this. So I'm going to fully acknowledge that these might be ideas that fall through the cracks because I also might not have enough time to spearhead anything. But I'm just wondering if we know if there are Heather Hill families that are really struggling now that we could do something I'm not sure. I know that a lot of folks are struggling, and some schools have talked about or have been doing food drives, et cetera, not necessarily trying to target any specific family, but as a way of just supporting the community. And I guess my other thought along those kind of lines is trying to do something to show our appreciation for the teachers, because I know a lot of the teachers are like us working while having their own kids at home. I know Mrs. Gould has one, you know, my daughter's in fourth grade with Mrs. Gould, and we've written her and, you know, apologized for various mishaps. And she's like, I've got a fourth grader of my own that I'm trying to manage while I teach fourth grade. And so I would be more than happy to help with something that's a teacher appreciation kind of effort as well. So just some thoughts.
Thank you. Nicole, do you want to?
Well, I can jump in if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
There's an app from the county, and I can send it out on Dojo. They're actually collecting canned goods, and if you care to donate funds where they can support families, and I think you can designate school communities. We also have other opportunities through Ms. Bartley, our counselor, to help families that are in need. So we're fortunate in that we don't have the large number that some schools have, and, you know, during COVID, that varies from family to family. But if you're interested in helping, I can post that information. And then if other opportunities like that come along, I can share them as well.
We would appreciate that. Thank you. And we'll also make sure to reach out to Ms. Bartley, Megan, because I appreciate that idea, just so that she can know that folks are interested in doing that. And so if something comes up, that she can reach out to us. And I was asking Nicole if she wants to talk, because we actually, this subject of teacher appreciation has come up before. I think teachers who are teaching other people's children and having their own children in school, I can't quite imagine that. Nicole being one of them.
It did come up at the virtual meet and greet. And of course, everyone that was there, and I think all of us still probably continue to really hold the teachers in high regard for how much effort and energy that it takes to teach our children, you know, face-to-face at least 4 days a week for multiple hours a day while they're also probably trying to balance everything else in their life. So we talked a little bit about different ways that we can do that. Obviously, we tend to do something bigger when it's in May, which is Teacher Appreciation time of the year, right? Teacher Appreciation Month. But we talked a little bit about doing something virtually again. And I think this is actually one of the first projects that we'll probably have the parent liaison kind of spearhead. We're going to make like a kudos wall, which it's like a virtual wall, basically, where parents from that classroom can put a shout out to the teacher and like sort of say, you know, thank you for doing this, or your child can actually put a shout out on the kudos wall, just to, again, let the teachers know that we support them, we see them, we acknowledge their efforts and hard work that they're putting in, because we know how hard it is. So that was one of the first plans, to give some kudos to the teachers in that regards. So that's forthcoming. But Megan, if you think of anything else along the way, or for sure, if you want to be a part of the teacher appreciation stuff that we will put in place when it comes time to do that in May, definitely, you know, keep that in mind, and we'll reach out to you. But we appreciate both of those suggestions. Were great. And I was going to also say, Ms. Manuel had mentioned Ms. Bartley, but I know that she's been pretty good in the past when the PTO wanted to do something for the community. For, you know, not necessarily like conveying, you know, who in particular, but knowing which families at the school could benefit from certain things, and us, you know, helping facilitate and her getting that to those families. So I'm sure that she would be a great resource again and continue to be.
Ms. Manuel, is the app you were talking about to help families in need Perposity? Am I saying that right?
Yes, that's it.
Great, thank you. Thank you, because I had seen that and I was just scrolling back in my Facebook feed to find it again. So if you are on Facebook and if you do like PGCPS, they have some information about that. Again, Ms. Manuel, thank you in advance for sending that out. And so that is a way, again, download an app, and it seems like they're making it as easy as possible to support folks in that way. So something that we will certainly get information out to everyone on. Other questions, thoughts?
One other thing just to follow up with that. I know as a community in past years at the school, we tend to do a food drive at different times of the year. And oftentimes it was during the month of November. For, you know, Thanksgiving, that was one time when we've done it. We've done it on other occasions too. So that could even be something, if we wanted to, again, obviously it would have to be virtually, but to really kind of promote it and encourage it as a community for HAGS to really try to get people to donate in the month of November. So I think it's a great idea, Megan.
And Ms. Manuel, in the past when they've done food drives, does it benefit the Bowie Food Pantry?
Yes, it's the Bowie Food Pantry. And when we talked to Ms. Bartley, I just sent her a text. Maybe we could drop the food off directly there and cut out the school so that there aren't that many hands touching it. But I texted her about it. We'll wait and see what she says.
Great, thank you. And I also wonder if some people want to make I wonder if they are accommodating different ways of donating, whether it's financial donations or gift certificates to restaurants or something else. So I'm that would be a good question. Alicia, you're asking about any fast food restaurant fundraisers. We have not decided on that yet. It's one of the challenges with those for our school is the fact that we have families who live in different districts. So District 1 being the Laurel area and District 5 being our area and Upper Marlboro. And so it's actually difficult to find a good location where folks can convene in a way. So that is something we are thinking about. The other thing is we also need to be very cautious about inviting people to be out and about. So we would need to do something that is takeout only, right? We need to be very careful that as an organization that we are promoting the practices that the county is currently under. So that's just something else we're being very careful about. But that is something that we have thought about.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm sorry, this is Alicia. I'm trying to cook and talk and look and everything at the same time. But I was
wondering. You're doing a great job, Alicia.
Thank you. Do you think, or maybe it's something that we could look into or I could look into, maybe like Uber Eats or any of delivery places may be helping out with things like this now?
That's a great question. Yeah,
that is a great question.
Great question. And Becky, hi, Becky, how are you? Just noted that the Bowie Food Pantry still is doing a food drive and they're taking monetary donations because they're not, for those of you that have ever been to drop off or to volunteer or to pick up, they do food baskets for sort of Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it looks like they're not doing that this year. So again, definitely something that it sounds like folks are interested in that we can look into.
And I think also we want to recognize a little bit more this year that we do have a diverse community from actually three different districts, District 5, District 1, and also District 4 from Glendale. So we want to be mindful when we're doing donations to pantries. Also, if we're going to consider dine out, having options in at least those three areas that on that day we can go, but not have to all go to one location. Or also working with, maybe a food pantry in District 1 as well, so that it could be more convenient for all the families, but still participate as a community.
Thank you, Hassana. I'm sorry, District 4.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot you.
Yeah, we have two members from Glendale.
That's right. Anything else that is on anyone's mind or any suggestions folks have? Mr. Johnson or Ms. Manuel, is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't have anything additional.
Okay, thank you.
No, I don't. But I do have want to mention that there is a science, Maryland's having a science festival this month. And Friday night, there's a screening of a robotics competition documentary that's going to make a worldwide debut early next year. I'll send a link to the PTO, and you have to register through Eventbrite. But it's a good opportunity if you have students interested in STEM and robotics to watch the families and these students go through that process, and it's free. And if you go to that Maryland Science Festival website, a lot of the activities they have are actually after school hours. They're like 3 to 4, 7 to 8, 6 to 5, 5 to 6, and things like that. So I'll send a link to the PTO email. If you
great.
Check that out.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. I'll also give a plug for Prince George's County Libraries. They are doing so much programming that it's hard for me to keep up with. Again, Facebook. Becky. You're on mute, Becky.
Okay, sorry. Mr. Johnson's talk of all the STEM stuff reminded me, I just recently saw that NASA is holding, or the Commercial Crew Program is holding an artwork contest. It ends soon, so I don't know if we want to throw this out there or not. It ends October 28th for children 4 through 12 years old. The winning artwork will be used as part of a 2021 calendar. So that might be neat. I don't know if you want me to send that your way so it can go out to everybody. But science and art in one.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, if you have the link, just send it and I can post it on the Facebook page on the website, just for something else for people to
It's a flyer that my husband sent me. So okay.
is there like a website link or just where, how do you submit your artwork?
Yes, there is two different links. I really haven't looked at this. So okay. I'm just looking at it right now.
Yeah. Just when you get a chance, that's fine. That'd be great.
Send it to you.
Yeah. And, okay. And that shouldn't be a problem. I can post it and share it, disseminate it amongst us. Sounds cool.
Okay. Will do.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. So, before I turn it over to Hasana, because we have a raffle we have to draw to thank everyone for their early registrations for the PTO. I again want to thank everyone for coming. I want to thank everyone for joining the PTO. We greatly appreciate it. But I also want to take this opportunity to thank the board. These are all folks who sort of said yes. And of course, no one knew this year what anyone was saying yes to, you know, more than any other year and kind of anything that we are doing. They're an incredibly engaged group, as I hope that you have seen today. And, you know, they're really interested in working hard for the school. So I want to thank them as well, because it has been a pleasure so far. Hasana, do you want to take it away?
Okay. Sorry, I was just answering the chat. Yeah. Our meetings are monthly. Okay. So can I share my screen?
Okay. I think you can.
All right.
Are you allowed?
He's just building more suspense.
Oh, sorry. I hope I don't blank out here. I'm trying to share my screen and it's asking me to. Okay. Nope. Ah. I'm on my iPad and I don't normally use it. Trying to. Can anyone? I'm hitting screen, but it's asking me to record. Jeez. Sorry.
In the meantime,
does anyone know from an iPad how to?
I do not, I'm sorry. But in the meantime, as you think about that, I just found the NASA commercial crew contest and put that in the chat as well for those of you that want to grab it right now and not wait for it.
Okay, sorry. I'm still working on it.
Quick question about the monthly. Is that like the third Wednesday of every month at 7? Is that kind of the cycle?
That is, yes, kind of the cycle.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And yes, I realize that's something that we had not really announced to folks yet.
All right. Sorry, this is the part I didn't practice. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay. See anything yet?
No, we just see your profile picture that it keeps. Oh, wait. You're sharing your screen.
Is it there?
It is. It's very, oh, there it is.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I have everyone's name in here up until I think my last entry was Miss Bailey that came on and told me. So I have everyone here. So I'm just going to hit the button. I'm nervous. Okay, wait a minute.
Oh, that was way too much fun. Miss Manuel, you were so close.
I just thought it was laughing there.
I know.
I almost yelled, but then everyone in the house would look at me like I'm nuts. So I contained myself. I'm glad I did.
See, there's an app for everyone, everyone, just in case you were curious.
All right. Did I stop? Okay.
All right. With that, again, that's so.
Just side note, the winner, is the winner here?
The winner is not here.
It didn't say you had to be present to win, though.
I was wondering.
It did not.
Yeah,
I have to keep that in mind for next time because I was going to say I didn't see them in the list. So next time.
You didn't see a big celebration either. That was, yeah.
I know.
All right. Well, again, thank you everyone so much for coming. We appreciate your engagement. We appreciate your involvement. Again, not for nothing. I don't know about any of you, but I have found it to be really nice to be doing something on behalf of my kids by joining the PTO that doesn't always involve my kids. Maybe I'll cut that part from the recording. So it is a way to certainly support things. And honestly, it's a way to be connected to other parents during this time, which I have found to be invaluable just among the board members. So please feel free to reach out to us. Feel free to reach out to each other. As the hashtag says, we are stronger together. And so we look forward to doing that with you the rest of the year. Thank you everyone for coming. We greatly appreciate it. Have a great rest of your night.
Have a good night.
Good night.